The Hawaiian Comedian presents. I've been doing comedy for over 23 years, and I've been on the road. I've been in different cities. I've been different things like that.
We're here to talk about everything, man. The topics you talk about with your friends, your family, questions you got for us. Quinny in the city.
Aloha.
HC, what it do, bruh, bruh? We back at it.
Again.
I know.
Again. Can you? This is number four.
I know. And also, I got to give a shout out to the homie Raymond. He is a fan of the show. You know why? He likes, he's subscribing, he get in the comments. But this fresh cut right here, gotta get that camera. We got to get a close
looking
up.
Clean.
Yeah, he cleaned me up good. I can't, when you're on a camera, I feel like you can't be looking rough. I feel like there's that one person just waiting.
You know, and I felt that I felt that in the first three episodes. Because I watched it and I was like, what is this beanie on his head? Why is he like, what is going on? Well, you got to clean it up, make it look right.
Something?
Yeah, it wasn't looking good.
Yeah. So, which by the way, get in the comments. We haven't forgot about you. We're going to answer some of your questions. Also, let us know if we look a little rough and ragged. But yeah, man, shout out to Raymond. Got me cleaned up over here in the 208. Had me looking clean. See that? See that? That's all nice on there.
That's a nice line. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. It's hard to get right up underneath the neck.
Yeah, he also gave me the straight razor. So okay. Not the clippers, okay. The actual razor. So yeah, these lines is clean.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And for some of y'all that are watching right now, I know you guys probably like, why is he like looking like he's swallowing the microphone? I'm just let you know. I'm a little self-conscious about my teeth. I have a couple of teeth missing in the front, but I'm getting the work done here.
Oh, he's so about to be.
It's about to be a whole new grill in there. So
we will know when.
You see me put my head, you're going to definitely know. The minute I get some new teeth in this head, everybody going
to
know.
That microphone going to be down to his stomach.
The intro might be different. Like, it just might be just me smiling. Like, that's all it's going to be. Because I'm going to be proud of that.
No words, no music.
Nothing.
Just hi. Oh, that's funny. All right, let me get into business, man. Based on the last episode, we talked about, I don't even know how we got on it, but I promised we were going to talk about it. Childhood traumas, but they're not like bad traumas. I want to talk about traumas that are like habits or things growing up.
So like
that are stuck with you,
like cultural tradition wise, or like
cultural tradition, or just like hobbies that you got your own house or apartment that if you didn't do it, you can hear your parent or that auntie like in your ear.
Oh yeah,
like before you even step out. I give you a perfect example. For me, no dishes in the sink. Like, if there is a single dish in the sink, rest in peace to my mom, love you, but I can just hear her from the kitchen all the way up into my room. Mm. Who left this fork in the sink? I can't do it. I can't have not one dish in the sink.
So even, like, these things carried on to where you are as an adult today.
Yes.
So you're still doing this.
32 years old, I will put a cup in the sink, and I'll even try to be like bold about it. I'd be like, yeah, man, forget you, mom. I'm an adult. I'm going to leave that cup in there. And like 5 seconds later in my head, I hear the, you better go put
so
that
this
cup
is,
in the dishwasher.
This is set so much into your,
yes,
who you are, that you actually check yourself.
Yes. I try to, I try to actually go against it and I fail. Even though my mom is not in my house, doesn't run the house. I can hear that. Like, I got a list. Is there any of them that come to mind for you? I feel like there's one
I'm getting ready to say
that also clicks with you.
Go ahead.
Shoes off at the door.
Man, that's 100%. 100%. In fact, like, this is a nice studio that we do this podcast in.
Yeah.
And,
super
I feel
nice.
Like I don't feel right with my shoes on right now. Like, there's carpet here. I feel like my mom's about to open the door, and the first thing she's going to look at is my feet and ask me why. Because, like, being Hawaiian, being Polynesian, we have things like you don't wear shoes in the house.
Yep.
If you walk around the house and you got shoes, I've known people to have to carry their shoes just because they knew they were about to go out the back door.
Yep.
So they would take their shoes off, walk through the house in socks, and then take their shoes off to go, or put their shoes back on to go in the back in the backyard.
Yeah. Growing up, we had separate shoes for separate things. So we had shoes for the garage to go to the garage to go.
Were
to the
they
side.
Like slippers? They're like sliders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Those were easier on.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna put another whole shoe on and laces just to go take the trash out.
Well,
so
see,
I had those shoes that were by the garage. So because I wasn't gonna walk barefoot,
right.
Nor was I allowed to have the socks.
Right.
The ground of the garage.
Oh,
and bring
no.
them back in the house.
No.
So that was a no-no.
Yeah, that's seeing like Hawaiians, like we have slippers. We have slippers everywhere. Now, I shouldn't say slippers because we say it with an A, not with an ER. We take off the ER, we add the A.
Slipper.
It becomes slipper. Like if you say slipper, that's people in Hawaii know that, okay, that's what he's talking about.
It also sounds more like, that almost sounds like not seductive, but like formal.
Yes.
Like it's a slipper.
Slipper.
Yeah.
Yes. Some people say thong. Some people say flip-flops. Like, we don't say that at all. Slipper. We say slipper. If you say slipper to somebody local, they might look at you and be like, he knows something. Like, he knows. But, like, it's like that. It does go with, like, the lingo of how we talk and speak. Like, when you first sat down, you said auntie.
Yeah.
See, back home, it's auntie. For
really?
Us. Yeah, we say aunt, auntie. And I know some of my other folks that are from the other side of the continent, like, when they're on one side of the East Coast, on the West Coast, I've noticed how people call their relatives by different ways. Auntie, yep. Auntie.
Well, even in my culture, auntie and auntie also distinguish. Auntie is the one that's more like she just has a clean house.
Mm-hmm.
Auntie is the one that can cook. So auntie is like, oh, yeah, she comes over. She'll take care of the house. But auntie, that's the one that can cook and get down in the kitchen.
Now,
like, auntie is the one you want at the cookout always.
Now it wasn't crazy that you said it, but you said that you checked yourself, your own self, from doing certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Do you check others to fall in line with the same type of traditions that you had?
Oh, 100%. If it's in my house, yeah. There's a standard. If I'm at somebody else's house, I do my own thing unless they're
okay.
Like, no.
Okay.
So, like, when I go to somebody else's house, I take my shoes off.
Even
if they're like, don't worry about it. I'm like, nope, because I'm not trying to have my mom in my ear the whole time I'm here or feeling regretting having them on.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever had to defend your belief in what you or your tradition in what you have? Have you ever had to explain it to somebody?
There's one on here. Yeah. So this goes into the next one. Cleaning dishes before they go into the dishwasher. I've had to defend that because, one, first of all, had a dishwasher.
Yep.
Didn't start using it until, what are we in, 2025 now? So 9 years ago. I didn't start using the dishwasher until 8-9 years ago. It was always an extra cabinet growing up.
Now, see, like, mine, I was there when, like, the first dishwasher was around. Like, I'm 70s baby, 80s baby. Like, this.
Oh, yeah. So that thing was.
Oh, yeah. So nobody trusted the dishwasher. Like, my mom always told it, like, nobody. Like, you couldn't just take a dirty dish and stick it. If my mom opened the door of the dishwasher and seen that there was a plate that wasn't washed before it was put in there, whoever did that is now doing dishes that whole night. They will pull everything. My mom will pull everything out of the dishwasher and make that person come over there and wash it. And that doesn't have to just be siblings. Like, my mom would punish me. She would punish my friends.
Well, yeah,
for the same thing.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's like, I always felt bad, though, because, like, you know, I'm sorry my mom's making you do this. Sorry my mom's doing it. Most of my friends, they were like, nah, man, this is nothing. Like, this is
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it was in the same, it's the same thing
but
in their
there was
own
a
house.
Couple one of those friends, like, you know, I don't think this is right. You
yeah,
know,
no.
I
as
need
an
to have
adult,
a talk with your mom.
As an adult, I want to say maybe 3-4 years ago, I had to defend about the dishwasher. And the thing was, I really didn't have much to defend. It was just, it's just a habit.
Yeah.
Like, I can't have some, like, leftover gravy and a little bit of, like, mashed potatoes
plate. Oh,
like,
no.
Like, because my friend, he was like, well, you basically just cleaned it. I was like, I basically did.
Yeah.
Like, I probably could just put it back in the cabinet.
Dude, my mom used to say the dishwasher was for sanitizing, not for cleaning.
I mean,
was to give it that hot steam water after the dish was washed. That's how she used to say that's what the dishwasher is for.
The fact that your mom actually even used it at all. You know what was in our dishwasher growing up? The nice china is where the.
And it, like, stayed there, didn't it?
Yep. Never moved.
Never.
And you also never opened the
dishwasher.
See,
I had a friend like that, too. And I used to always, like, I was like, because I would be in trouble if I didn't unload the dishwasher and put the dishes away.
Yeah, I never had dishwasher etiquette or knowledge until I was on my own. And I was with a roommate who used the dishwasher. I was more stressed. Me and him were just hanging out. You know, we did the whole, if you cook, I clean. If I clean, you cook.
Man.
And so I was up for cleaning. He was like, oh, yeah, I put some dishes in the dishwasher, just load it back up. And I had to at 22 years old, I was like, hey, man, I don't know how this works. And he's like, oh, you're joking. He was like, I know it ain't one of the new ones because we were in a crummy apartment. He was like, it's the same, just twist it. I was like, no. Like,
you don't know.
I don't even know where the little pod goes. So, and he's like, we're the same age. Didn't you? I said, I grew up with one. Didn't use it.
Yeah.
Use it. The only thing I know how to is open and close it and lock it. Because sometimes we locked it so you wouldn't bump it so it would start.
See, and we didn't use our dishwasher all the time because my mom would rather have us wash, dry, and put away. And the most of the time that we use the dishwasher is when we had a lot of family over and everybody was eating and there was a lot of stuff going. Like, that's my mom wanted to spend more time. Like, the dishwasher, how she said, was would give us more time to visit with our family than sitting there working. But
I wish I had your mom. My mom was like, the faster you can get it done, the faster you can get your butt out here.
Mama told me, though, we also, when we was raised, she let me know. She was like, visiting with your friends and washing dishes is still visiting. So I would, so I could still do dishes and get it done. Just now I got help.
Ain't like, that so messed up?
But it was, my mom was good at that. My mom was so good at like taking it and turning the situation around. She could turn it around. Like she could be like, I'd be like, Mom, I'm trying to visit with them. You can visit with them. He can dry while you wash. Like that's how it was. And HC, you know what's funny?
Oh,
it worked.
Bro, I can it see worked. You. I can picture younger HC like talking to his mom like, boom, I got her. And then she hits you with that.
Yeah.
And then your brain, you're like, here's a rip.
Mm-hmm. None. Nothing.
Damn, that actually.
Mind blank.
It still works.
Yep.
It still works.
I had to defend one time, but like, because my kids, we have a thing about anybody that's older than us in this Polynesian culture.
Yeah.
Anybody that's older than us is either our uncle or our auntie, no matter what. No matter what.
Okay.
So when I grew up, all my dad's friends were all my uncles. All my mom's friends were all my aunties. When they were together, whatever, like my Uncle Gary and my Auntie Em, when they came down, like they weren't my real uncle and auntie, but they, because that I've known them, they were older. They were fans of the family, close friends of the family. Yeah. That's my uncles. Their kids become my cousin. I always tell you about my cousin Gary that I'm playing chess with.
Yeah.
That's how him and I, we've been together because his mom, my mom were best friends. We were born same time, all that. So, like, I've known that cat almost my whole life. That's the only dude on this planet that knows everything about me.
But, well, so that takes me to the next thing. So is calling everybody, I'm going to say it wrong for you, auntie and uncle, is that mm-hmm. equivalent to being, like, for me, the next thing on my list was, no matter who it is, if they're older than you, it's yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no,
equivalent,
ma'am.
Equivalent, yes.
So that's
yes.
the equivalent.
Yeah, because when we call somebody uncle or auntie, we're looking at them as our elders. We're looking at them as our elders. So when we say, and then when you say uncle or auntie, there's either a yes or a no in the front of that. Nothing else, not a what, huh, eh, what you say, auntie? No, that stuff would get you smacked. Yeah. When you could get smacked. Back in the day, anybody could smack you.
Oh.
Anybody. Friends, parents, nobody. It don't matter. Anybody could smack you.
No kid like, was safe. Especially me growing up, you was never safe. There was never that one parent that you could slack off with.
No, none. They all talked to each other, too. So it was like everybody knew exactly what they was doing. I remember that parents used to actually watch out for other parents. If some of the parents had to discipline their kids in the store, some other parents would be like, they'd become lookouts at the end of the aisles. Like, go ahead, handle your business with him. We'll make sure nobody comes down that aisle.
Oh, yeah.
That used to happen. Like,
that's
kids today, they got it way too easy.
Well, yeah, like I said, it was like a parent like club. It's like, well, you looked out for
I
each
think
other.
That's where the actual statement, it takes a village. It yeah. takes a village to raise a child, and that's true.
That's
like,
true.
Our whole neighborhood, we raised, like, everybody's mom in the neighborhood was everybody's mom.
That's true.
If you went to your friend's house, you called her mom, or you called her by her name, or you called her ma'am, or if she was part of my Polynesian culture, she was auntie. That was always auntie. Auntie Mary, Auntie Marie, auntie this, auntie that, uncle this, uncle that. It was like, yeah.
Oh, so that reminds me. You just said it. So when you were calling them auntie or uncle or mm-hmm. auntie and all that, were you allowed to use first name or was it by last name? Because I like for
first
me
name.
Growing up, never you called nobody by their first name.
We called them first name because if we called them by their last name, there was a lot of people that shared the same last name. So if I was to say auntie in the last name, like I'd have like 9 aunties turn around and like my mom comes from a family. She has 11 sisters and 1 brother.
Yeah, I mean it's the same. It's the same.
But
for
if I use their first name or their nickname. So, like my Auntie Shirley, we would just call her Auntie Shir.
Okay, I guess let me run that back. No? Okay, I got it. So, for me, it was growing up, family, they had to have the established relationship name in front of the first name. So, for my grandma, her name was Katie Ann Green. Never just called her Katie. She was Grandma Katie, Granddaddy Bill. Aunt Sharon. Because, yeah, I couldn't just be like Grandma Twitty. Like, there's too many of us.
There's too many, yeah, exactly.
But if it was my friend's mom, she wasn't just Miss Dawn. It was Miss Quick. And if you ever, I remember my friend called his mom Dawn, and I thought I was getting ready to go to her funeral that day.
Yeah, no, okay. Now, in that instance, yes. Yeah. Because you meet the parents, like when you meet your friend's parents and stuff like that, that's Mr. and Mrs., Mrs. Yeah. and Mr., and you say that. But like I feel like today, like these kids don't even do that. Like nobody does that anymore. I've had like, you know, my kids' friends come to the house and they're like, hey, what's up, Sean? I'm like, what's up, Sean?
Bro. I am 32. I've been married to my wife going on 7 years. In the last 2 years, I just started calling my mother and father-in-law by their first name solely. I still was going Mr. Rick, Miss Lisa.
Man,
even when I say it now, I make sure, because the other thing too
don't
was,
sound right, do it.
Well, no, because also it was about the tone. I think that's why as a kid, you wasn't allowed to say anybody's first name because you would be sassy with it.
You know what's funny?
Like you said, it'd be like, what's up, Sean? It had to be like, no, what's up, Mr. Peabody?
It had to be like that. Yes.
Because when I say it now, it's like, hey, Rick, hey, Lisa, I like try to make sure it's like happy.
What's funny is like sometimes the youngsters that I do see today that come up, and if I'm standing next to my dad and I hear, hi, Mr. Peabody, like right now we both turn and look like, we both look, and then they have to like identify. No, I was talking to you, which is funny because like nowadays it's like, yeah, some of these kids, like I meet some of my kids' friends when they bring them to the house, and they're like, hey, I actually made the young man go outside and try again. And I don't know if that's just because I'm old, but when he came in and he was like, hey, what's up, Sean? I was like, what's up, Sean? No, go back outside, try it again. And like even my kids look at me like, Dad. I'm like, Dad, what? Move. Like, and I, boom, went outside, shut the door. He made him ring the doorbell. Doorbell rang, ding dong. I was on the inside. Who is it? Who is it? And they ding dong, opened the door, and they said, hello, Mr. Peabody. Hello, come on in. Take your shoes off first before I break your feet. Yes.
That's funny. Okay, I got two more. What's the other one? Oh, this one I do to this day. I do it with my wife. You stay out the kitchen while someone's cooking. Like you don't go in the kitchen while someone's cooking.
Well, how do they say it? Too many chefs in the kitchen?
Yeah, but you're not even trying to help. That was just the rule. Like for Thanksgiving, my Grandma Katie, you got to the house. Nah. You was only allowed in the kitchen to say, hey, Grandma Katie, and drop off your dish, and then you had to beeline it out.
Okay, now, if I walk into the kitchen and I check out the lineup, now, what I mean by the lineup is who's first string in here that's moving the pots and pans? Hold on. Who's doing it, right? If I see moms, if I see aunties, if I see grandmas, I shut my mouth. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just waiting for what pops up on the plate later on. And I just keep walking by the kitchen. Now, if it's one of my kids in the kitchen, if it's something like that, I don't know. It's just something in me where I'm going in, and I know I'm not supposed to be in there, and I know I'm not told to be in there, but this is one of my kids.
But you know what, Elsie? That's not fair because
it's not.
It's yours.
No, it's totally not.
Because my mom, she did that before she passed one time when she came over, but my grandma still does that. It's because y'all the ones that made the rule up, so you almost got like the trump card. You can do that to us, but we couldn't do that to you. Because same way. One, I knew my grandma was in the kitchen because when we was at her house, she was always cooking. So, yeah, you dropped off something, you bounced. If my mom was in the kitchen, you say, hi, mom, how was your day at school? Good. And I go upstairs, get clean, get ready for food. That's right. I can't go get no water, can't go get no Kool-Aid, no nothing. My mouth had to stay dry until it was dinner time. I do it with my wife. I mean, I'll go in the kitchen because I'm thirsty and it's my house, but I'm like in there like quick. Like I don't want to be in her way.
Man, I feel like you're like... You gotta like draw a map and like ease your way, and are you sneaking into the kitchen every time? Why? It's your kitchen.
But that's just how I
totally get it. I get it. But like
my wife would never hit me, but I have gotten too many flicks on the forehead and too many backhands from mom and grandma. I'm like, if you are in the kitchen and you are of equal status, which is my wife, or older than me, like you said, that whole being elderly.
I didn't just like jump in the kitchen and just bug. You know what I mean? Like I didn't bug. Like I went in there and I asked to learn. So like when I would come in there, my mom would be like, "Are you making rice?"
Yeah.
This is what you're making. Stay in this side right here. And I would. I wouldn't cross over. I wouldn't do anything. But yeah, it's like I know tradition and then I know new school. Like when new school comes in there, I got to be in the kitchen. I'm the one flicking. I'm the one smacking.
That's not fair because you were. But yeah, no.
No, it is fair because when you get older, it's going to pass on again. It's going to happen.
You're probably right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't like it. Because, yeah, when my mom came in my kitchen, she was like, we didn't like it. You're probably right. It's just reciprocating how you felt. It's like, I now have the power. Because, yeah, my mom, she'd be like, Moo, go sit down. And I was like, I was supposed to be cooking you dinner. She's like, yeah, but you're doing it wrong.
Yep. You're cooking the macaroni too long. Yep. Something is wrong. You didn't add enough of this. You didn't add enough of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I wouldn't say either. I'm not scared in my own kitchen. I think I learned you respect who's in there. Okay. And it is their space.
Okay.
Like, it is their space for that time. If you are thirsty, first of all, you shouldn't be hungry because you need to wait.
Whose kitchen?
As far as
when you're walking in there when they're cooking. Like, if somebody is cooking in your kitchen.
No, it's my kitchen.
So you can go in there and mess with them.
Yeah, that's my house. But if it's, aside from my wife, if it's my house and my wife is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Anybody else, yeah, I can walk in there whenever.
Do you make sure nobody else goes in the kitchen when wife is in? You're like, hey, don't cross that line.
Yep, 100%. 100%.
You don't know what you're doing. Get away. See, that's what I'm saying.
If anything, I'll take the blow. It's like, what you need? You need water? Because then I got to play that card.
You know when you can step in there. And you can be like, now you got to wait till halftime. You got to wait till halftime. She's doing something right now, so let me know what you need. And when I got a chance to, I'll work it out with the general and see if I can.
Plastic cups are and the glasses are, and the glasses are right by the stove. I know, if my wife is over in the stove area and the glasses are to the right, get out her way because she might be trying to pour something. She needs to put it in the sink. Now, if you're wanting a plastic cup, I can always go in there because that's in the pantry side. And the pantry side is away from the whole kitchen, stove, and sink area. So, in my house, I'll go take the blow because I know everything. I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
I don't want to be that guy on the couch. It's like, oh, yeah, let's go in the kitchen. My wife's in there. To the right of the stove.
My bad.
You wanted a tall glass.
Kicked.
Yes.
That'll get you kicked.
That'll get you killed. My wife will kill you, and then I'll get killed. So that's a no-no.
You got to go through trial first.
Oh, yeah. I got to see how the situation is. I got to feel that. But if I'm at somebody else's house, I'm not stepping in. That's your kitchen. If I'm thirsty, I'm going to wait till you ask me for some water.
When I bite into your chicken and it don't taste right, I'm going to look up. I've done this once. And that's only because it was a good friend of mine. Uh-oh. Now, me and my buddy, we used to always go out and we used to always like battle with the grills and stuff. Like we go to his house, he grill, he come to my house, I grill, and we go back and forth with it. Now, if that's your thing, I'm gonna leave you alone because it's your house, that's your grill, that's your stuff. But if something don't taste right, if you a close friend of mine, I tell you.
Oh, 100%.
I will eat the food in front of you, look you in your eyeballs, and be like, something missing. This ain't right. And it's fun. I was the taste tester of everybody. That's when I was. I know you look at me now, but I used to be 343 pounds.
I still can't believe that. I didn't meet you at 300.
I started to lose weight, but when I was big, I was the guy that was a taste tester for everybody's barbecue.
Before
anybody got, they was like, "Where Big P at? Hey P, come over here and try this. Try this."
That's funny. Okay, last one, and then. I don't know. We'll just keep going if you got another one. But this one for me also, clean as you go. So there's two parts to this. Me growing up, and I was a single, I was the only kid in the house, but I had like 13 cousins and I always had friends over. So growing up for me, it was always, if you're going to leave one room, you got to put it back the way it was. So for me, I have my office, and it's the office, it's the library for me and my wife to read and do stuff. So let's say I'm in there and I've got cups. I took out two or three books I wanted to read or like look some stuff up on, and I've got the laptop open. If I know I'm done in there and I'm getting ready to go outside or to the garage, I got to put all that back up. It's in my brain that I got to leave that room how I found it. And that's how it was growing up. So if I took every toy out in the toy room and I wanted to go outside with my friends, I had to clean that toy room up before I could go out. Or cleaning as you go, for me, is also still doing the basics. Like, Like when I cook or when my wife cooks, we clean as we go. So while something's cooking, I'm cleaning dishes, because that also goes back to my one rule. I can't stand dishes in the sink. And I'm also not a dishwasher person.
Right, right.
So did you kind of have that same like clean as you go aspect? I feel like being in the military, you kind of had that, which is why I thought of you, HC, because I'm like, he either had it growing up or it got it drilled in him.
It's a funny question, because this actually moves in degrees. And this is what I mean by that.
Uh-oh.
As a kid, I was ADD, ADHD, had everything. This was before Ritalin was even on the market yet. In fact, yeah. Ritalin just became like brand new to where people were getting it. So like nobody, and my mom didn't want me to be on it. My mom was too scared of, like, you know, she didn't want me to be on it. I had a friend of mine that was on the medicine, and he ended up, he's not here anymore. And because he had got so depressed, the medicine was like brand new. So my mom wouldn't let me. Instead, she would take away the sugar from me. Now, for me as a kid, I had everything everywhere. Everything was everywhere all the time. Like my mom always yelled at me to clean my room, clean my room, clean my room, get all this. But because I was a kid that couldn't stop moving. I couldn't, there was nothing that I had to keep going.
Yeah.
There was something. One time she locked me in my room, told me I can't leave my room, can't go nowhere. I got to stay in my room. I took everything I owned, including my bed, stood my bed up on its headboard, put it in the middle of the room, and took everything out of my closet, everything out of my drawers and my dressers, everything, and put it all in the center of the room, all the way up to the top of the ceiling. It was bad. But from then, my dad was military, so my dad always had his ways that he kept things, like his tool, yep, his workshop, everything had it was on there. But that was what, like, the military ways that he had, because he was in the Navy, so he had a certain ways that he kept his tools. Like, I don't know if you know those toolboxes or those tool things, you know, with the pegs, and you put all the stuff on the peg.
Oh, yeah.
And some people back in the day, they had it, like, drawn out, so you could tell what wrench went there and what hammer went with the hammer.
My granddad was like that. He was Navy.
But when I got to the military, my dad made me do it, and I thought my dad was just being mean, making me go back and do shit over again, because he was just trying to build into me, if you become repetitive, then it just becomes reflex.
Yep.
And that's what he was trying to build into me. But me, I took it as like he was just being a mean ass. Like I was like, but when I got to the military helped me understand that if I kept it in a neat place, in a neat way, then I never would be looking for stuff.
Yeah.
So now,
it's like the phrase, you don't got to get ready if you stay ready.
Yeah, exactly. So now, like, you've seen my desk, you've seen the way I keep, like, my stuff is,
bro,
meticulous.
I actually see, because I didn't know that about you growing up, I see both aspects of the ADHD and being tidy.
Yeah.
Because you'll switch up how it looks.
Yep.
But it's also neat.
Yes.
And then after a while, you're like, I don't like this. So then you switch it again. But it's neat.
My kids have actually tried me one time where they went into my bedroom, came out of my bedroom, and they said, we did something in the bedroom. I walked into my bedroom and I said, you turned my remote control around. And they said, how did you know that? And I'm like, that's how meticulous I am with. If I put something there, that way when because I'm going to get older, I'm going to start losing my mind. And if I can't remember where I push it, that's just going to be bad. That's just going to be real bad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to be meticulous. I know I put it back there. I know it's hanging there.
Yeah, I see the degrees. But, yeah, those were the ones for me, man. I'm 32 years old right now, and a lot of it is, like you said, thought my mom, my granddad, and my dad were just trying to, like, be annoying, but it's like it's in me.
Made sense.
I cannot
makes
leave
sense
without doing that. The other one for me, real quick before we dip out, is I cannot leave lights on in a room.
Not one.
Like if I'm
about a nightlight plugged in.
Nope. I've done this before. I've actually took a shower.
Really?
I've actually taken a shower, knowing that I just opened the door so the steam will come out. I'll shut the light out, go put my clothes on, go grab water, go back and turn that light on.
What?
I don't know what it is about me. And
you can't just leave the light on, leave the thing, come back. As long as you're coming back, like.
Nope.
You just can't do it.
I can't do it. And that's again, it's going to make it sound like my mom, like, abused me, but she just ingrained in me, like, you're done in there. Turn it off.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You get that electricity bill, it's only $3. Be like, thanks, mom.
You know? I think that's why she also did it. She's like, I don't care if you're gone for 5 seconds. That's 5 seconds we can cut off some pennies.
Oh, yeah.
Pennies turn to dollars and dollars turn to more.
But don't make dollars that don't make sense.
Exactly. But this does make sense. Hit that like, hit that follow, please, hit that subscribe button. Get in them comments. You're already in there. Again, shout out to Raymond for the nice cleanup. You got cleaned up. Who cleaned you up?
This me. This all me right here.
All right. Shout out actually, to HC by HC.
No, actually, HC is by his son. This is Devin. This is my oldest son. He's a barber down here in downtown, and like heck, he came over. He looked at me and he just said it's bad. Like sometimes, like when you get old, you just don't even pay attention. My son just looked at me and said, "You know what, Dad, just shut up. Just sit down." Pulled out, came in the house, had his bag, put his little apron on, put the thing on me, put my thing. He was like, "Just keep shave me up, clean me up on the head." I was like, "Thank you." He was like, "Come on, Dad, I can't have you walking around like that."
Nah, like I said,
big shout out to my son.
Yeah, shout out to his son, shout out to Raymond. Hit that like, hit that subscribe button. And until next time, almost said next week. I don't know when you're listening. Until next time, HC and Twitty in the City, we out.
Aloha.